This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude today in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri festival. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking holy dip at Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on January 13, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Mahashivratri marks the divine union of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati and holds profound significance in the context of the Kumbh Mela. Security personnel remained on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and various ghats. Railway is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan, and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. It said a large number of pilgrims from various states including Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bengal have gathered in Prayagraj to bathe at the Sangam. The entire railway operation is being closely monitored by Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and the Chairman of the Railway Board, Satish Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Assam is now the centre of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India. He said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of Eastern India and urged the industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday.
असम आज साउथ ईस्ट एशिया और भारत के बीच का गेटवे बनकर उभर रहा है। इस पोटेंशियल को और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव इंडस्ट्रियलाइजेशन स्कीम शुरू की है। ये स्कीम असम समेत पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में इंडस्ट्री को, इन्वेस्टमेंट को, टूरिज्म को गति देगी।
Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Addressing the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the semiconductor plant in Jaggi Road will transform Assam into a semiconductor hub. He also announced that a state-of-the-art IT hub will be developed on the railway station land in Guwahati. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting regarding traditional and sweet seeds of the Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said BBSSL is making continuous efforts to conserve and promote traditional seeds. He also directed to ensure organic production of some selected traditional seeds from different regions of the country and their wide availability in the market from Kharif 2025. In the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized on preparing a comprehensive database of all traditional seeds of fruits, vegetables and food grains across the country and implementing a comprehensive action plan for their conservation and promotion. A total of over 10 lakh crore rupees in loans have been given under the Kisan Credit Card, benefiting 7 crore 72 lakh farmers. The Kisan Credit Card, KCC, is a banking product that provides farmers with timely and affordable credit for purchasing agricultural inputs such as seeds, fertilizers and pesticides. The Union Finance Ministry said the government provides an interest subvention of 1.5% to banks for providing short-term agricultural loans through KCC up to 3 lakh at a concessional interest rate of 7% per annum. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.